Great. Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, toll free here at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
By the way, I want to welcome our newest affiliate, Brockton, Massachusetts, WXBR 1460. Welcome aboard to all of our listeners in the Brockton area. It's a suburb basically south of Boston.
But it's really, really close to Boston.
Pretty much. I mean, it's basically what... I mean, there's Boston, and then south of Boston, there's a place called Taunton. It's in between the two, essentially. Mm-hmm. And big, you know, fairly big area, so welcome aboard to everybody listening there. And WXBR is on with us now all 7 nights per week.
Awesome, all 3 hours?
Which almost every night, all 3 hours. There's Tuesday and Wednesday, they're going to be taking our 3rd hour, because they have prior existing engagement with other programming, but otherwise, every other night of the week, we'll be live all 3 hours per night, so welcome aboard to everybody. And awesome. Daryl deserves credit for this one. It is his first affiliate that he has secured for Free Talk Live, since he has become our other director of affiliate relations, which is great.
Yeah, it is great.
And we'll talk more about Daryl's situation and the fundraising, which has been very successful, by the way. We can get more into that here in a little bit.
So to our Brockton listeners, Free Talk Live, you know, it's unlike other shows. You can call in. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
If we're on an issue, you can take us off track.
You absolutely can. This is not the Bitcoin show, although right now we have certainly been focusing on Bitcoins, and it won't be unfamiliar for us to do that into the future here and there on Free Talk Live, because we're really excited about this this new technology and how it is already changing the world. And I think Eric Voorhees from Quinnipult, is going to make some of that clear here.
And what I love about Bitcoin is that it gives power to the individual. The fact is that the world's basically controlled by governments and banks. And
well, in the government, people know money is power.
Money is controlled by governments and banks. Bitcoin is new money that gives the power to the individual. You become your own bank. No government can take your Bitcoins from you. They can't force you to, you know, turn them over. I mean, they're yours. And whereas with a bank account, you know, as well as I do, you put money in the bank, government wants it, they tell the bank, and the bank turns all your money to them. They can't garnish your wages with Bitcoin. Bitcoin's powerful.
So back to the story here from Reddit. It's Eric Voorhees' post in response to an interview he had on the Peter Schiff Show. He says, "I believe that you will understand and agree with my arguments if you objectively ponder them for a while. Your contention then moves to the following, that if Bitcoin, the network, can be replicated by anyone, it isn't actually scarce at all, and thus, even though the network is valuable, the price of individual coins will fall towards zero as the system is replicated over and over by competitors. You would explain that while Bitcoins are limited to 21 million units, anyone can create a competing cryptocurrency, and thus the number of possible cryptocurrency units are unlimited, thus not scarce, and thus fundamentally worth anything." Well, it's certainly true that there are other cryptocurrencies out there. There are all kinds of what they call altcoins. Bitcoin was the first on the scene, and that's probably the reason why it's been the most successful. But there are competitors to Bitcoin. There's Litecoin, and we'll accept Litecoins. If you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, the Litecoin information is that you can send Litecoins our way, is there. We're not currently accepting any of the other dozens of alternative cryptocurrencies.
I heard that there's close to 100 alternatives.
There are at least 42 that I saw on one list last night.
Yeah, I think that there's hundreds. And this is why I don't think that these alternate currencies are going to do very well. Is because, well, it's work for us to just put up any kind of programming that says, okay, send us some PP coins, send us some Feather coins, send us put up all this stuff. It's work, and businesses aren't going to want to replicate the work when they can take one cryptocurrency. And Bitcoin can be modified if there's some really great innovation in some new currency. like there isn't Litecoin or whatever the differences are, Bitcoin can be modified to incorporate that currency if 51% of the miners agree.
See, so you made this argument several times on your show today, and it's a fair point for you to raise, but please allow me to counter it. Bitcoin, after all, cannot really be copied. True, the open source code can be copied, and the copier could release CopyCoin. Indeed, this is happening all the time. But the copier cannot copy the infrastructure. The protocol layer is easily copied. The infrastructure layer is not, meaning the people running the client, the thousands of or hundreds of thousands of
Bitcoin
people.
Bitcoin is the largest computer the world has ever seen, and it might be on an order of magnitude that that is true, but at the very least, that statement is true. The largest computer the world has ever seen is something of value that cannot be replicated tomorrow. Could they all switch over to some other coin? Yeah, but it's unlikely.
So he says that on day one of Bitcoin, it had no infrastructure layer. I can tell you as an entrepreneur in this space for the past few years, Bitcoin's infrastructure layer is now substantial. Indeed, I am sitting in my office looking at my employees building this very infrastructure as I write this. Their work and that of many thousands of others around the world is not so easily replicated. Let's use an analogy, which you so often convincingly do when describing the absurdity of Fed policy or the counterproductive nature of various government programs. I believe the following is a very fair analogy. Consider that language itself is a protocol, a set of rules for conveying information. Consider then that one could copy the English language and change parts of it and release it as English 2.0. In fact, they've done that in the legal system with legalese.
And however, libertarians like to do that with libertarian speak, to where they redefine every word.
However, or Esperanto. Somebody did create a language that was completely fabricated.
Why would anyone use this English 2.0? Even if it had marginal improvements over traditional English, where is the infrastructure? Where are the vast tomes of literature written in English 2.0? Where are the speakers and writers and scholars of this new language? Where are the libraries and Wikipedias full of English 2.0 articles? How many newspapers are written and conveyed in English 2.0? How many Peter Schiff podcasts are disseminated in this new alternative? That infrastructure wouldn't exist, and neither, therefore, would the users. This is merely the natural, spontaneous consequence of network effect, and it applies to English as a protocol for language, just as it applies to Bitcoin as a protocol for money.
Right, and the claim here is essentially every day that Bitcoin gets more and more successful, more businesses take it, more businesses are, you know, centering around it, it becomes less and less likely that somebody is going to jump ship and go to some other cryptocurrency. Is it possible that they might take new ones? Yes, it's possible that businesses might take a second cryptocurrency, but it's unlikely that they'll take dozens.
Now, does the network effect mean English or Bitcoin can never be replaced? No, but it does mean it'd be extremely difficult in either case. But let's remember something. Even if a superior cryptocurrency overcomes Bitcoin in the open market, and that's certainly possible, does that make Bitcoin a failure or a Ponzi scheme? Does that negate the utility bestowed by Bitcoin while the market still favors it? Consider that one can benefit from the Bitcoin network with zero or very low exposure to the currency price long term. This means a payment made with Bitcoin last year still accomplished its objective. Value moved freely. The users benefited, even if a year later the system falls apart and goes to zero. Thus, there is a real utility today, even if the system doesn't work next year.
Right, and this is, like, would anyone say that stagecoaches had no value? I mean, you know, the fact is stagecoaches got people from here to there. Yes, we created cars and airplanes and a variety of other things. And you might even be able to go so far as to say that cars and airplanes wouldn't exist today if somebody didn't create a stagecoach. So I don't know if Bitcoin is the stagecoach of currency. I don't know, but it seems, here's a statement that I'm willing to make. Bitcoin will one day be worth zero.
I'm willing to say that Bitcoin is the chariot of virtual currencies. Because without chariots, there would have been no stagecoach.
I don't know what's going to happen in the air. You know, maybe after Bitcoin's done, currency won't even be of use. Hmm. Maybe energy and matter will
be so prominent.
Will be so, prolific. So available that currency won't matter anymore.
You'll just be able to make whatever you want out of a 3D printer, and the energy will be free, so it will be zero cost.
Yeah, it could be zero cost. I don't know, but at some point, Bitcoin will be worth zero. It may be 100 years from now. It may be 1,000 years from now. I'll bet you it's not next year.
The assumption that Bitcoin will be around for eternity is not a prerequisite for benefiting from its utility in the present. We'll come back with more. You can also take control here. We're going to go to your calls next, 855-450-FREE. Though there is more on this Bitcoin story. We'll continue that as well when we get a chance. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomb from Midas Resources. December 2nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1238.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1284.20, 642.10 for a half ounce, or 321.05 for a quarter ounce. That's 1284.20, 642.10, and 321.05.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got features. They're there, including the mobile site. You can go and get quick access to our live streams, mmobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Toll-free lines brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, and don't have ProXPN, then you should really take a moment and learn about what ProXPN can do for you. It is a global virtual private network, and it means that all of your online data that you're sending out and receiving will be encrypted and sent to and received from ProXPN's servers before they go out or after they come in from the Internet. So it bypasses your Internet service provider as far as your ISP will no longer know what you're doing online if you're using ProXPN.
Internet service provider?
That's right. I already said that.
Okay.
ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up for ProXPN. The Internet service provider you currently have, you will continue to use them. It's just that you're basically going to use ProXPN software to encrypt all of your traffic. So, therefore, the ISP has no idea what you're doing. Now, right now, if you don't have ProXPN, they're logging everything. So, they're logging the websites you're going to, the searches you're doing. They're likely logging that for as little as 6 months, as many as 5 years.
They are logging it for as little as 6 months.
So, you can go and get ProXPN, and you won't have any of that stuff logged. ProXPN.com/FTL comes with, by the way, a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And that's on the premium account where it's very affordable. You can get it for $5 a month if you use our discount code FTL20. The 20 stands for 20% off. So you go with discount code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. Save 20%. You can save the 20% on the monthly plan. You're going to pay more than $5 a month if you do that. Or buy the annual plan, and it breaks the price down to about $5 per month. But if you want to save even more, then use Bitcoin to buy your ProXPN annual plan. You'll save 33% that way. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. Discount code for 20% off is FTL20. Let's go to the phones and continue here in a moment with the Bitcoin discussion. But first, Brian is on the line, and you can bring up what you want. Brian in Redding, California. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Ian. Hey,
Daryl's here, too. Go ahead.
And Daryl. Sorry, Daryl. I'm calling just to talk about government bureaucracy, which you guys do. I'm fairly new to the Freedom Movement, about a year or so, year and a half, listening to you guys for about 8 months. And I'm an employer in California, so I'm inundated with all the government bureaucracy. But today I got a notice that I had to, from the court, to withhold earnings from somebody, one of my employees. And what I have to do is deduct money from his check and send it into the sheriff's and keep track of it and do all this accounting and all this stuff for a private company that paid $90 to get a judgment served. And I found it extreme that we use our sheriffs to collect money for private companies.
I mean, and the interesting part of this is not just that the sheriffs are being used, but that you are being used.
Well, right. You're not getting compensated for all this work, are you?
I don't know if it's the 13th or 14th. Go ahead.
They told me I get charged $1.50 for every check that I have to issue to the sheriff.
So how generous. It's like jury duty. They take your whole day. They give you $9.
$20 here in New Hampshire.
Wonderful. I think it's the 13th or 14th Amendment does away with involuntary servitude. And these people are demanding work from you, and they're going to pay you whatever they feel like.
What is the threat? I mean, what is the essence of the notice that they sent you or the order? Is it judge's order?
Yes, a judge's order. It's a judgment from the court. Then a judge's order when I got served. I talked to the sheriff's department about it. I said the same thing Mark said, that you guys were using me. And they said, they're just a messenger. And I said, no, you're also the enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will enforce it if I don't pay. And also the way it works, if he makes less money in the two-week period, so this worker of mine, all she's going to do is take 1 day more off a week, just work 3 days a week, so he doesn't have to pay. But I still have to document it every week for the next 2 years.
Swell.
What are they saying? I mean, so just the essence of the order is you have to withhold money from this worker's paycheck. You have to send that money to the court?
To the court, to the sheriff's office.
And if you don't, then it's contempt of court?
Yeah, basically it's contempt of court. And I told the guy that we'll figure it out and make it so that if he's only $2 over the limit, and I'll walk across. I'm actually across the street from the court. So I'll walk over there every 2 weeks with 8 quarters and give it to the sheriff. I think I'd rather have fun doing that.
That'd be amazing.
Wow, man. That's amazing that you're basically just beholden to them. Whatever they say, this man in a robe has written something down on a piece of
you
paper.
You haven't walked into the court, but you can be in contempt of it.
Yeah, and that's what she used. I said, what requires me to do this? And since you're required of, as an employer of California, it's like mentioned the social contract that I have to do that. And I asked her for a copy of where I signed on that said I would collect money from four people that she sort of hung up with me after that.
Right. I don't have to answer your nonsense. I'll tell you why you've got to do it, because I'll send my buddies with guns over there and we'll make you do it.
Yeah.
That's what the social contract is.
Yeah. And the sad part is this is the guy who makes just a little bit above minimum wage, and he'll just stop working for me for one day and go out work for cash one day just to avoid paying the fine. Because if he keeps his earnings from me below a certain amount, he doesn't have to pay anything.
Unbelievable. So, thanks for sharing that story tonight, Brian. I really appreciate hearing from you, and good luck dealing with that nonsense.
Yep.
Thanks for the call tonight. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
And one thing that's interesting about California is they actually have the only constitution in the U.S. that does not recognize the people as the source of power for government.
Hmm. What does it claim is the source of power?
Just arbitrary? It doesn't.
We just deign ourselves with this power because we said so.
We wrote crap down on a piece of paper, and that makes us in charge.
Does that make them more honest or less honest than the other states?
Probably more honest.
Yeah.
Because at least every other state, you know, they claim the people are the source of power.
Yeah.
And they, you know, have consented, blah, blah, blah.
It's ridiculous. We'll continue here. I wonder, I imagine that can happen in any state, though, not just California, where, you know, a judge can write something down on a piece of paper, and then all of a sudden an employer becomes the employee of the judge. The employer becomes the servant of the court.
Well, in most places, an employer is the servant of the state government anyway, because as an employer, we deem that you must withhold X, Y, and Z from your employees' paychecks, and if you don't, we will come take your stuff.
So, there you go. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via LRN.FM. Hey, Dave.
Hi, I'm calling from Poughkeepsie, New York. You guys are totally awesome. I think I'm going to be one of your regular callers from now on.
Thanks for that. Go have your thoughts.
First of all, I just want to ask, how can you guys never enter the chat room? And second of all, can I talk about same-sex marriage? Is that possible?
Yes, but your first part didn't make sense. What was the first part?
Why don't we enter the chat room?
No, that wasn't what I heard. What did you say? Why don't we enter?
Yeah, how can you guys ever go into the chat room? Because like I was in the chat room just a few minutes ago, and I'm like,
Well, actually, some nights there are hosts that are in the chat room. Nemi frequently is in there on Wednesday nights. Allie, I believe, is in there on Friday nights quite frequently. I don't know if Johnny Ray goes in there on Tuesdays. Daryl, I don't know if you're in the chat room.
I'm not. I'm too busy reading articles and paying attention
sometimes to conversation. Sometimes I'll pop in there during another show, like, you know, maybe on a Sunday night or one of the other shows on LRN.FM. And regarding gay marriage, stand by. We'll bring you back in a moment for that. 855-450-FREE.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here, if you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. You can, of course, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And you can get signed up for news updates. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your method of preference. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to them all there. That's news.freetalklive.com. You've been thinking about Bitcoin? We've been talking about it a lot here on Free Talk Live, and some would say that even though Bitcoin is currently around $1,000 per Bitcoin, that it's still too low, that the price may still go even higher, perhaps to $10,000, perhaps to $100,000, perhaps to $1,000,000 per Bitcoin. Anything's possible. Perhaps to zero, and that's possible too. But let's say you want to get your hands on some Bitcoin, because some would say we're still on the low end of this thing. You can go to blockchain.info and get your free Bitcoin wallet there. You have to have a Bitcoin wallet in order to have Bitcoin. So start step one, blockchain.info, go through the sign-up process, get your free Bitcoin wallet, download their app for your Android phone or iPhone, and make it easy for you to receive and send Bitcoin to anyone, anywhere in the world. And you can even do it anonymously. There are certain tools that they have on their site, blockchain.info, that help you with that. So again, blockchain.info, go get your Bitcoin wallet right now. All right, so let's go back to Dave listening in New York State. Dave, you had called in, you had a question about gay marriage and also why it is that the Free Talk Live hosts are not in the chat room. And I just wanted to flesh out that chat room answer a little bit further for you. We're not just the hosts of the show, but we're also the research team and the board operator. And, you know, basically we do almost everything. We do have a great crew over at the Genesis Communications Network that helps screen phone calls for us. But we actually do some phone screening over here, too, because we have our own lines in this studio. Anyway, my point is we're usually doing all manner of things during the breaks. Everything from, you know, doing a little bit of show research to
posting
show prep online to, you know, using the restroom to grabbing some food or some drink or something like that. So there's always something going on in here. But then again, there are some co-hosts. Usually the person who's sitting in the third chair will be the person who is most likely to be in the chat room. But even then,
we make no promises.
Yeah, there's no promises. But sometimes, like there was one night during the Sunday show that I hopped into the chat room. There was also another night during ALP on Saturday nights that I was in there as well. So
another show.
You never know. Yeah, so that chat room is there 24 hours a day, even when Free Talk Live is not live. There are other shows that that are on LRN.fm that are utilizing that very same chat room. So I hope that answers your question to some extent.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say hello to everyone who's in the chat room, who's listening, that kind of stuff. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to be one of your regular callers probably every night.
Dying for that.
That would make you a chronic caller. I'd just like to point out something else about you're welcome to call once per day. That is the rule on Free Talk Live, that you cannot call more than once per day. However, chronic callers are not treated in the same way as more occasional callers are. I'm not saying don't call as often as you feel inspired. Please do. But if there are other calls who, for instance, have called in and we don't know who those people are, like if we start to get to know Dave from New York.
New people get precedent over.
Right. So keep that in mind.
Chronic people.
Regardless, go ahead with your other issue that you wanted to discuss tonight.
So new people would get voted over me, whatever.
In all likelihood.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want to talk about same-sex marriage because, like, when I see, like, men getting married, I'm a straight guy. You know, I love women. So if I see two guys get married, that would just, like, you know, freak me out and be like,
why?
Oh, God, no, you know.
Why does that, but, why, like, does that freak you out? What's wrong with
because,
that?
Because, you know, it's just, oh, God, I don't
does
want to
Does it make you less straight?
Yeah. Do you feel less straight as a result?
Well, it's just that I love women, and I would rather see two women getting married because that would be a huge turn on for me, you know.
But I suspect
still like
two
gay
men
marriage.
What does marriage have to do with turning on anybody? I mean, it's not a sexual thing to get married to anyone, and it's one thing to have your own sexual preferences. But why would two men loving one another be any less beautiful than other people loving one another?
Because I'm a straight guy. I would rather see two women getting married.
But why can't you appreciate the love that those people have for one another?
Because I used to live with a gay guy, and I couldn't stand being around him, you know?
Does that mean that all gay people are like that guy?
Well, you know, I used to, he was one of my old landlords, and I used to live with him. And, you know, I just couldn't stand being around him. He'd always, like, you know, like, hang, like, pictures of, like, you know, naked guys all around. I was like no, I couldn't stand it, so I had to get out of there and get my own place. But
you,
you
sound
know,
like
I
he might be a little homophobic. I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb here.
Yes, I am. I would rather see...
At least you own it. Chicks.
Right, that's a good point.
And then it's okay.
Two chicks. Okay, so, you know as well as I do that it doesn't matter if two gay guys get married and you don't know about it. What you are saying is that you care what news reaches your ears, right?
Yes. Because I used to live with a gay guy, and he would hang
It's really yes or no. You care if the whole world can't get two men can't get gay married in the whole world because you don't like it, or whether or not you just don't want to hear about it. Pick one of those.
I just don't want to hear about it because I used to live with this guy.
Right, you're right. I got the guy. He had gay guys on the wall. Gotcha.
Right. All gay men are the same. So
your ears are your problem. Not the gay guy's problems.
Yeah, and your hang-ups are your problem, too. I mean, if the idea of a guy holding another guy's hand makes you uncomfortable, or a man kissing another man makes you uncomfortable, maybe there's something, there's an issue that you have yet to resolve with your own sexuality. I'm not going to go any deeper than that. I'm certainly not a psychotherapist, but there could be something going on there.
Because would rather see two women getting married because, you know, I like women.
I got
women,
your point.
You know.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. You're repeating
women.
Yourself at that point.
He likes women.
Yep. Congratulations, Dave. Everyone believes you. You're not gay. You're not secretly harboring feelings towards other men.
You like women like half the planet likes women.
I would say more than half.
A lot of gay men like women. They just don't want to have sex with them.
But he's referring to wanting to have sex with them.
Yes.
And half of the planet wants to have sex with women.
I would say it's more than half.
More than half. Well, because a lot of women want to have sex with
yes,
women.
Yes. There are a lot of women that are bisexual.
That's okay. True. And there are a lot of men who are bisexual but don't want to admit it.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to have sex with every woman. He only wants to have sex with the women he wants to have sex with. So, you know, like, this is really interesting, Dave. Yeah. You're just like everybody else.
Only he really, really, really doesn't like gay guys because he used to have a gay landlord.
Right, okay. You know, look, man, so what? Gay guys come on to me in my life. You'd think I was the most exciting thing since sliced bread or something. For some of them, big deal. They came on to me. Big, fat, hairy deal.
I can't wait to have a bigot call the show every single night.
Hold on.
Let me tell you.
I'm curious. Did the gay guys hit on you when you were in jail or out of jail?
Both.
Okay.
So there you go. Gay guys get a lot of attention in jail, so they really don't need me.
855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. It's calls like that. I wish we had Derek J. or Dale from Flaming Freedom.
It's really a fallacy, though, to claim that that you need a gay guy to address a gay issue or a black guy to address a black issue.
I didn't say we needed. I said I wish we had them. I thought we handled that fine, but, yes. You know, there's something special about having one of those guys on the air because they're flaming gay and... They're, you know, they would have handled it differently.
You're gay enough. Go ahead.
I have not slept with a man in 33 years. No, 23 years. 23 years. Excuse me.
Define sleep. You and I have slept in the same bed.
That's true. I meant sexual activity.
And Ian, I have to defend Ian. Ian's not gay. Ian is asexual.
That is definitely not true.
Just morally flexible.
Definitely not asexual. We'll come back with...
I don't know. It's what an ex-girlfriend told me.
Really? That's interesting. We'll have to talk more about who that was here in a little bit. Yeah, that is a pretty short list. So anyway, we'll go to your phone calls here. We'll continue with your calls and also come back with more on Bitcoin. Also, violent crime is apparently rare in Iceland, and Daryl is going to tell us, well, possibly why that might be. Here in a few moments. Your calls come first, though, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you would like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we would invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we've been doing something a little bit different with the AMP program recently. Before, about 2 months ago, the AMP program's main thrust was, to help bring stations. It still is the main thrust, to help bring stations on board. But the way we were doing that was by advertising in industry publications like Talkers Magazine, going to talk radio conventions, and, you know, buying hardware for stations that didn't have the right satellite equipment, for instance.
So we're still doing those things.
We're still doing those things, but that was kind of the main focus. But we decided to bring Daryl on as an affiliate relations person for the show. That's what I do during the daytime, and now Daryl is joining me at it. So we now have two people doing affiliate relations. And the work of affiliate relations is to call radio stations, introduce them to Free Talk Live, and then invite them to come on board with Free Talk Live. Usually the answer is no first, but they usually like the show, and so they'll keep Free Talk Live in their repertoire of options for the future. And then when something happens, as it inevitably does with shows that just, you know, they quit or they leave the airwaves for some reason. Mike Huckabee is an example of this. He's quitting
even
his
now,
syndicated show.
Just started about a year ago.
Yep, at the end of the year. He made it a year and a half.
Good for him.
And now he's done. And so that frees up 200-some radio stations. For those stations are now looking for programming. And so we've been calling the Mike Huckabee affiliates recently. So anyway, the idea was to bring Daryl on, but we've got to pay Daryl because his time is valuable. And he's doing a good job. So we didn't have enough money to pay Daryl in the current AMP funds. Otherwise, we would have had to have canceled some of the advertising we had or whatever. So the idea was, let's raise the money in addition to what we currently have for AMP, which we started around $3,100 per month. We targeted a goal of $950 per month. The number is 950 because of the people who've contributed to what's a matching fund. So there's a group of contributors out there who have been willing to put up up to $950 per month of matching dollars, meaning that you, the listener, if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, let's say for $5 a month, which is the default level, then that's like being a Free Talk Live amplifier for $10 per month because we've got this group of people that are matching it out there. All right, so here we are. It's the beginning of December, and I want to give you the results for November and a couple weeks in October. We basically call that six-week period the first month, and now we're going to do it, you know, monthly from here on out. So the first, you know, the last 6 weeks, we've been collecting your amp dollars. There have been over $500 per month of brand new amplifier dollars coming in. So, you know, a few dozen folks came on board with the AMP program over the last month. Maybe a couple dozen people came on board and to the tune of over $500 per month. Add to that one-time contributions of well over $450 this month. We've had at least that much in one-time contributions. Actually, we had a slightly more than that in one-time contributions. But we've had enough to reach our $950 goal. We have gotten enough money in the last 6 weeks to make that goal and get all of the matching dollars from the contributors. Now, actually, I still have to contact the contributors and let them all know this to get the matching money. But in theory, it will be coming in. Add to that Bitcoin. Because we were telling you that we would accept AMP dollars at amp.freetalklive.com, one-time contributions, which you can do through amp.freetalklive.com, and then bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You contribute in via Bitcoin. One of our contributors, one of the matching people, is going to match in Bitcoin up to two, I think his number was up to $250 in Bitcoin. The Bitcoin contributions totaled over a Bitcoin. 1.149 Bitcoins came in the last 6 weeks to the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar.
So valuation.
So at the current value, that's over $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. So total, we actually ended up having more money donated in Bitcoin than we did in U.S. dollars.
Funny.
But the ultimate total was well over, you know, just over $2,000 came in, and our goal was $950. So that was very successful. And thank you to everybody who stepped up, and whether you did a one-time contribution or you threw something in the Bitcoin tip jar or you did an AMP.
And it ain't over, right?
No, it's not over.
Daryl, do you want to stop? Are you willing to stop getting paid?
No.
Not over.
It's not over because what I'd like to see happen is I'd like to reach the $950 per month in monthly AMP contributions.
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal. We made it over half of the way there. First 6 weeks. With over $500 in monthly contributions being contributed. So please, let's hopefully we can hit that $950 mark by the end of the year. But obviously we've got the one-time contributors in the Bitcoin to kind of fill in the gap. But boy, did they fill in the gap. They blew past the gap, and they went into $1,000 over the goal. So thank you to everybody. You can still get your contributions matched. The Bitcoin bonus is over now, just so you know. There were some people that had contributed within the last 2 weeks, and they were given Bitcoins by one of our listeners as a thank you for their contribution. He ended that, I believe, at the end of November. Yeah. So that's off the table. But still, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com and amp the show tonight, it'll still double. Your amp money will still be doubled by the matching contributors. So keep that in mind, and thank you.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty, New Hampshire is the most exciting place to be on the planet for people who are excited about the ideas of liberty. If you don't know what the ideas of liberty are, keep listening to Free Talk Live. At some point or another, you'll get it. But if you do understand, this is the place to be. You can go sign up to be part of this amazing project by going to freestateproject.org. You're not saying that you're going to move next week. You're not saying you're going to move next year. It's a statement of intent that you intend to move within 5 years of when we reach 20,000 signers. And so far, we're more than 75% of the way of reaching that goal. So, you know, we're at least 6 years away from the window for movement. Just go to freestateproject.org and get signed up today.
I think we have one of those early movers on the line here. Dennis is in Concord, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk to you guys about my problems with Bitcoin, what I don't like about Bitcoin.
All right.
So there's a bunch. Probably number one on my list is people think that it's anonymous or even can be anonymous, and I just don't see that. The whole architecture of Bitcoin is based on the idea that you can trace back every single transaction ever going back to ever. And that sounds to me like something that I would not want to be involved with. Yes, you can, you know, get a Bitcoin wallet address and try not to in any way connect that to your actual personage, but eventually something has to be shipped to you, or you give a Bitcoin to someone that gives a Bitcoin to someone that gives a Bitcoin to someone that has their real identity there, and things can be traced back to you.
Okay, so here's my response to that. We've advertised blockchain.info on this program. They claim that they have a way to send Bitcoins anonymously. And there's also another thing on the Tor system, which is called Bitcoin Fog. And this is another one of these systems that allows you to deposit Bitcoins into an account. And then they have some sort of process that is a mixer. And I don't have the technical explanation for how it works. People believe that it works, you know, people that know more than I do about computer programming and how you would do something like this. And the proof that I have that it works.
It turns out I'm pretty familiar with Bitcoin laundries, and they do not, in fact, make you anonymous. They obscure, they're obfuscating, but they do not, in fact, launder, because, again, it's in the very fundamental design of Bitcoin that every single transaction is traceable. What they end up doing is breaking apart your Bitcoin amounts and trading it among a gazillion different accounts, and so far, you know, and just making it harder to trace. But at the end of the day, any reasonable sized computer can trace back through the blockchain and figure out where your coins actually came from. So it's an obfuscation device. It is not an anonymizing device.
Have you traced anonymous?
Have you traced back a Bitcoin through one of these anonymizing things? I mean, I'm sure you have a computer of any size, right?
No, I have not.
So you haven't done that? Okay. I mean, that's one of the things I'd like to see done. At this point, Dennis,
cracked passwords by brute force the dictionary attacks at former employers just for the fun of it.
I know, and I'm not claiming you're wrong or dumb. I'm only saying that we're in the area of computing where I have to listen to experts, and I consider you to be an expert. I know who you are, and I know what companies you were, at least one of them that you've worked for. They don't hire morons.
I don't know about that. I worked with some, but that's a separate story. Now, there is this new extension to Bitcoin called Zerocoin. Have you all heard of Zerocoin?
Yeah, yes. It's supposed to make Bitcoin more anonymous. If you want to hang on, I would like to continue the discussion, so stand by. We'll bring it back here in hour number three, continue with some objections to Bitcoin, and then we'll actually continue on an interesting opinion piece about Bitcoin. And it's big, man. This is a big deal. Is Bitcoin actually anonymous? Are there ways to protect yourself online? Well, I would say that the people who bought drugs on the Silk Road would say it works pretty well.
Do you know the seven nightmares the government is just waiting to thrust on you? As the government gets more desperate by the day, there's no limit to what they'll do. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, even gold confiscation. Now is the time to fight back. Because these things have already happened in other countries, and they're headed for U.S. soil, seven top experts have just released their predictions for doom and gloom and how to protect your family. Go to freetalklive.com and click on the Economic Nightmares banner for the free report at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.